Blog Talk Radio.
You know, Liz, I'm feeling kind of blue today, but in the best possible way. Wouldn't you say so? You feeling kind of blue?
I'm feeling kind of blue today, Lizzie? I'm liking the color better and better. It's very exciting, and you know, things are taking a turn. It's exciting. It's inspiring.
Oh, you know what the best thing is? I was on Facebook yesterday, and everybody's coming up with the songs, Georgia on My Mind and everything. And one of my friends put up, what about Midnight Train to Georgia? And I'm just saying, you know what? Absolutely. This is just such, and it's happening all at once, and it is just the most, the most beautiful thing. And, you know, this is just, I don't want to gloat. I really don't want to gloat, but because,
I know,
you know,
you're not that type, Lori. You are not.
It's going to be a set of people that are going to complain for the next 2 years the way we did the last 4 years. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. But the truth is, we have to think in terms of, okay, we're here. How do we learn to work with each other? You know? And, you know, I was thinking long and hard about all of this. But first, let me say, before I go off on put my soapbox away, welcome, people, to She's Raised the Bob Blog Talk Radio, coming at you on both coasts every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the West Coast and 1 p.m. on the East Coast. And we've been here for 8 years. And, you know, this is just like... This is where you know, you forget. You have to put call letters in. You have to make sure you recognize the station. And here we are. And thank you for joining us. And we're just so happy to be here. Been here for 8 years. And
wow.
I want to also, 8 years and counting, baby doll. And a shout out to my lovely Elizabeth Colossos, holding up the West Coast. Take a bow, darling.
Still trying to hold it up. West Coast is coming on strong. Still trying. I think I'm on my fourth month, but it's been, you know, exciting, educational, life-changing. Watching, you know, things so much go down and go up, it's been great for the country, you know.
And you know, it's the first show. It's the first show of the new year. Happy 2021, everybody. And, you know, the truth is I think this was a year that everybody just could not wait to get out of. A lot of friends that I had said, you know, I'm just going to sleep. I'm just going to sleep and wake up the next day because that's, you know, it's, and you know, everybody has a right to celebrate however they want. And, I getting back to what I was saying before with you, Liz, what we really need now is, again, there's going to be a very different set of characters and there's going to be a very different texture to the government. And whether you agree with it or not, that's neither here nor there. But I was thinking about all of the change that has to happen just to keep us moving forward. And I'm thinking about all of our ancestors, I'm sure, all of my grandparents, both came from other countries. So when they came here, they had to learn the language. And why did everybody's relative have to learn the language? Because we needed to communicate. It was crucial that we communicate with each other. So that's my way of saying, once again, we're going to have to learn each other's language. Whether we're fluent in it or not, whether we agree with it or not, we have to be able to communicate with people that are speaking a different political tone than us. We have to. There is absolutely no choice at this point. So whether you're celebrating new administration or you're damning it, the truth is we have to be able to do this because, you know, it'll be absolute chaos like we've never seen. So, again,
right.
We have to be able to communicate with each other because that's the only way it's going to work. And we have to go back to the way it was like decades ago, where there was a couple of topics you never discussed. You never discussed politics and religion. And that's okay. You know, there's plenty of other things to talk about. But if you should, you know, broach the topic for whatever reason, it shouldn't be met with absolute hatred and eye gouging and belittling the person in front of you. Just to give your ego a little bit of a boost and just to say that you feel you're right. Everybody's got a right
exactly.
to their opinion. And, you know, I could disagree with what you say, but defend to death your right to say it. And I think that's what we have to go forward in 2021 with.
No,
very really
well
it.
Said. When I said that, you know, the 4 months or the 5 months I've been here, downs and ups, down meaning when I first started, I think we were at the peak of the division and people could barely even speak to each other. And it was, it got so emotional and you could just see the hatred in others' eyes. So like you're talking, people have to learn to speak again and communicate in a respectful way. We don't want to have that, the same division.
No, we can't. Honestly, as a species, we cannot do it. We cannot do it. So again, you know, there's going to be celebrating on some sides of the country, and there's going to be some, you know, really, you know, but that's the way it always is. I might be thrilled for the
I
next
think
4
so.
Years. And then, you know, I'm not too happy then if that's just the way it's been, but we have to come closer to meeting each other in the middle than I've seen a large amount of us do. So let's start with today. Let's start with Wednesday the 20th and try to do the best we can to see somebody else's point of view. And we don't have, you know, we don't have to agree with them. We don't. But we have to at least hear them. And then say whatever we want under our breath, but we just can't get to the point that we've let it come to the past 4 years. So that's all I'm saying. But today, what we're talking about, and Liz, you weren't with me for the last 5 years of our opening show on New Year's. We've always had fitness icon Tammy Lee Webb usher the New Year's in with us with healthy tips. And it's so funny because anytime she's on the show, you know, I have friends coming out of the woodwork. Oh, she's going to be on the show. Oh, yeah. You know what? Make sure we know what time the show is going to be. Make sure you put the link up. Nobody cares about me.
She's
Nobody
awesome.
Cares about my silly show. They're worried about, God forbid, we miss Tammy Lee because Tammy Lee is going to come on and she's going to sort this whole. Forget about Lori. Forget about Lori who buys drinks and dinners. No. Tammy Lee is coming on, and I think
Lori. I love you, but
I'm just, well, you have to be here, so that's all I'm saying, but no, it's she's been wonderful and so generous with information, and I've always felt there's no better way to start the new year, because we make all those resolutions, and 12% of the people that make those resolutions keep them, and that's just the way it's been, so we're going to bring her on and figure out what we can do to sort it, or maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. I think she's coming on. Tammy.
I'm here.
Oh, absolutely. Tammy Lee.
Hi.
Happy
Hi,
New
girl.
Year, my darling.
Happy
New Year, my darling. How are you?
I'm good. I'm on the West Coast with Liz. And Liz,
yeah.
I don't know what your weather is up in L.A., but ours is a little overcast. But I'm on the beach,
really?
So...
Oh.
Right. Ours is overcast as well. We are foggy, Tammy Lee. And
yeah.
It's it's really strange because they said it was going to even be in the 70s today. I know Lori loves hearing this. It sounds so L.A. Well, we might be in the 70s today at the beach, you know. So,
yeah, but I have to say, Lori has the snow, right?
Yes. I'm just going to say, you know something? I was going to let you guys speak and say, well, I'm sitting here in a hoodie and 35 degrees. So, I mean, chat all you want about the 70s and the beach and this and that. That's fine. That's fine.
Lori, I'm you in got a hoodie, some, too, yeah. Because that's how cold my house is.
I'm in a jacket, too, because I'm cold.
I know. I know our cold is different to Lori's cold, but yeah. You have seasons. You get to post NBC outside.
Yeah. That was
every
beautiful.
Every time I see some of those photos, I just go, God, I want to move to New York. You get to run into Anderson Cooper.
Yes, we do. It's, you know, I tell you the truth. Anytime anybody says to me, you're going to move your business at one point, aren't you? Nipper, I'm here. I'm a New York chick, and I'll always stay here. It's just, you know, it's just beautiful. Central Park is beautiful in the snow, in the spring, in the summer, in the fall. So you have it all there. You know. But
it's the city of all cities. It's a real city.
Yeah. No, and it's wonderful. Tammy Lee, we come to you every year with the same question. People making those New Year's Eve resolutions of losing weight, gaining weight, getting in shape, and I'm looking at the stats. Lasts about 12 days.
Yeah.
So
isn't that sad?
I you know what? When I was looking at the stats, I was thinking, well, that's awfully low. I didn't realize it was quite that low, but yeah.
Yeah, it is. And what people need to, I guess, change is a lot of things, but when I was looking at this, I've got some clients and a few of them started, believe it or not, in December. Now that is one of the hardest times to start because most people will say, well, I'll start at the new year, right? Because they believe that if I start at the beginning of something, it's going to be better. Just like we all couldn't wait to get out of 2020 thinking that, well, not everybody, that this whole pandemic is going to change. Well, nothing's changed. But we have hope that it's going to change, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So I really wanted to kind of dive in and find out what is it that people are doing that's sabotaging their New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things is that I think that we overachieve, but we have bigger goals than what we can attain. And sometimes with goals that are attainable, enjoyable, that you'll stick with it instead of saying, well, I'm going to lose 50 pounds by next month.
Yeah.
That's just silly. You have to find something that you know you could actually do and maybe that you've done in the past. So if it's, all right, my goal for this week is going to be X, Y, and Z. But then you've got to find out what is it. So if you're saying, well, I want to get in shape and lose all this weight, but you hate to exercise, well, then,
forget it.
And that's where I think people go wrong is that they're setting goals that are not attainable. They're doing things that might just be trendy and not what they love doing. You have to find something that you love doing.
That's
a
and
good
consistency.
Point. Yeah.
And do it consistently. That's the whole thing. I mean, you could love something for 2 weeks and then all of a sudden, you know, it falls by the wayside. You have to find something that's going to fit your life indefinitely. And when that doesn't work, find something else.
Yeah. So this is what these are the things that I would ask a person to write down. First of all, focus on what it is that your goal is, and a goal that's realistic. So if you said, I have 20 pounds, what do they call the COVID now, 30 or is it COVID 20?
COVID 30, yes, COVID 30, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Crazy. That's a lot.
So, yeah. So what I would do is, okay, let's say we're going to take, if it's weight, it's 10 pounds, but I really don't want you to focus on the weight. I want you to focus on, okay, what gained the weight, and we know it's food and under exercising, right? So you've got to find something to do that makes you happy. What's your happy place? Because you have to replace the food and the sitting around and not exercising with something that makes you happy. So you got to move. Mm-hmm. What is that movement? Well, if you don't like traditional exercise, do you like dancing? Then you've got to put on your favorite tunes, and you have to move around and dance. There's there's nothing that you have to follow unless you want to. I mean, there's tons of like Zumba. If you like Zumba because it's all dance, then do Zumba. If you like ballroom dancing, then I'm sure there's tons of things that you can find that are ballroom dancing. But you have to find something active that you like to do. The second thing is you need, one of the things that I think helps a lot of times is if you're proactive in doing something to make a change, maybe for somebody else, volunteer. Volunteer to do something to pay.
That's beautiful.
To pick up the time of what you would normally do is sit around and and I'm not saying that it's always necessary that you have to go somewhere and be around people, but you could volunteer your time doing something for somebody else instead of sitting around doing nothing or eating.
Amen. Amen. Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly
that
right.
So nice.
And it's a wonderful philosophy. I mean, really, think beyond yourself. I think it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Yes. And then so my other recommendation is finding or somebody that is wanting to do what you're doing. So similar. So if it's I want to move more and eat healthier, then find somebody that you can do that with, because then you have somebody that's counting on you, right?
Yes.
Right.
Buddy system, yep.
Yeah, it's the buddy system. Or it's, you know, the reason people will hire me or a trainer, because they want somebody to be accountable. If they feel if they're paying for something, then they that will make them stick with it. But you want to find a buddy system, a partner, or and when somebody says, well, how can you do it, that with COVID? Look, we have Zoom, we have FaceTime, we have all these ways to work with each other. Here's a perfect example. A very good friend of mine, there's four of us that are, two live in Colorado and the other two are here, which one you might know, Mindy, my BFF that I do my little workouts with.
I love her. I love the both of you together. You're great.
It's hilarious.
Liz, you have to watch. It's just wonderful.
Oh, wow.
It's like two old ladies trying to figure out what we're doing, but we know a lot with fitness, okay?
No,
it's the technology we're still working with. Yeah. So what we do is one of our friends is all alone in Colorado. So her daughter's out here in California. She's not married. And she's, has a dog. So what we do is every once a month, we set up, so Mindy, being the nutritional person in our group, she sends us a healthy recipe, and we all have to get our ingredients, and then we all get together on FaceTime, and we cook our food together, and we sit down and have our meal together.
Oh,
oh wow.
Nice.
So that
it
is
works,
another way Yeah, mm-hmm. Your buddy system. And if your buddy isn't going to work out with you then, and mm-hmm. maybe that's what you do. Let's, mm-hmm. okay, your job is to come up with a healthy recipe that we're going to cook together and eat,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
and we alternate that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And you're
so
all
that's
responsible.
Great.
You know, and I think, it, again, we're a social animal. We love doing things with people, and that's
yes.
why team sports work well, because it's just nice. And, you know, again, if you don't want to show up for it, you know, okay, Tammy Lee and a bunch of her friends, you know what, I got to get myself together. And before you know it, you're involved. And before you know it, you feel good about it. And that's
right.
what makes things work. That's what makes things work.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we are social people, and it's one of the things that everybody, mental health is up 400%, and we have to find other ways for the moment to be social, and
right.
there's all this technology that allows you to do it. No, it may not
yeah.
always be the touchy and feely, but I got to say, this helps my friend so much, because she feels like,
yeah.
and now she's doing it with her other pockets, groups of friends.
Mm.
So,
wow.
Now she's a little busy, but at least she's socializing.
Nice. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
and I bet she really looks forward to that now.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, we have a set date on Mondays that we do our FaceTime. And sometimes it's only a half an hour, but she was the first one to go, "Hey, Mindy, you haven't sent out what we're making next."
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
And it's not till the 17th, but, you know, she's looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She's organized.
Yeah, she's definitely organized. And then probably the other thing that I would recommend is we tend in our busy worlds, not to make time to change our habits, because
mm-hmm.
we say, okay, I want, like I was saying earlier, if it's really 30, you have to get off. Let's just focus on just this month. What can we do in the month? And typically, you mean 1 to 2 pounds a week is great, but okay, you did that or you didn't. You've always got another month, but you've got to take
mm-hmm.
time to change the habit.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
takes time. It didn't take overnight to create the habit, and it's not
yeah,
going to take
exactly.
overnight. Right. And then slow down. Take a break once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I think we have to look psychologically, too. I mean, we have to admit to ourselves, look, it's a lot more fun putting on the pounds than it is taking off. That's just the way it is. And I'll be honest
yeah.
with you. I was enjoying, right. I mean, and again, I usually eat pretty well. When I have my Twilight Zone marathon on New Year's, I'm sitting there with a bowl of chips, my feet up, and I'm loving life. And you know why I love it? Because I don't do it often. And I know that the next day I'm going to knock out a few more sets and a little
yeah.
bit more cardio. I know,
yeah.
but it's not going to land. But the thing is, was that fun? Hell yeah. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we have to admit to the fact that, okay, it's not going to be as pleasant taking it off as it was putting it on. But you know what? It's not going to be horrible either. It really won't be.
No. No.
And I think it's important that you take that time and let yourself do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's like me, Lori. I was, I was alone for New Year's because
mm-hmm.
my honey couldn't get here. But what I did is I arranged to have FaceTime with certain people and
good.
A toast. I love champagne.
Mm-hmm.
I will take champagne any day mm-hmm. over wine, or I'm not a hard
really
liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't have it all the time. Well,
right.
I had
right.
it a lot.
Good. Good. That's all right.
So of course my body's going to pay for it, but I had so much fun with it. And
yeah.
and I just, what I do is I either do my fast or I go on a protein day and mm-hmm. cleanse out my body.
That's right.
Yeah,
and get back on track.
You're doing the fasting now more. You and I did it the other day from 3 to 3. And you know what?
Yeah.
The first time around, I made the biggest mistake of my life telling my husband, who we eat very differently. I don't eat past 4 o'clock ever, regardless of my biggest meal is in the morning and I wind down. And I don't eat after 4 o'clock. I just don't. So the first time we did this, I turned to him. I said, you know something, John? This wasn't that. This is almost like it was nothing. It's almost like I do it every day. And he looked at me.
Yeah.
His face derailed. He goes, ha ha, I know you're not eating. I said, listen, we eat differently. I eat at different times of the day, and all my food is qualified for what I need that day. He eats the traditional
right.
way. You know, he has the 3 meals, and that's how he was raised. So, but I tell you, this week when I did that, it was a lot easier. It was so much. I did it 3 to 3, and for some reason, it was like nothing. It was beautiful.
Yeah, the 3 to 3 was easier than when I did it 6 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you saw that too. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to find. But I got to say, I think next week, because I'm trying to do this weekly, is I'm
uh-huh.
probably going to do 18 hours. And this one felt like you responded that it was easier this time, right?
Easier. Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, it was easier than the 6 to 6, but I felt different, and I felt almost like I was wasted the last 3 hours
really?
Before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it wasn't like I was just starving. I just couldn't focus. I couldn't get my work done. So I waited. But I will probably do an 18 next week, I think.
Okay, then I'll do that too.
And then build
up. Okay, cool.
But, you know,
what do you
I
think that was
people,
for? What do you think that happened to you?
I don't know. I think there was probably, as my boyfriend says, there's probably so much toxins in your body that it was trying to get it out because of, you know, Christmas and New Year. But
yeah.
I also was brought to my attention that, you know, not everybody, when I posted it, it wasn't to say that everybody should jump on board and do 24 hours
mm-hmm.
with me. It's, I you know, take it easy. I mean, start with a 12
yeah.
hour or a 14 or 16
mm-hmm.
or 18 and then build up to it. Just because I'm doing that doesn't mean that you have to. And somebody said, well, it's you and they want to do what you're doing. I'm like, no. I'm just
mm-hmm.
saying what I'm doing. Does anybody want to do it? And and if you do it, I just let's share what your experience was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how it worked
exactly.
for you. But it's
yeah.
really good for your body, for your insulin not to shoot up. It helps
mm-hmm.
to increase your growth hormones. It gives
mm-hmm.
your body a break. We don't always need to feed it.
No, exactly.
I do agree.
See, I was gonna ask Lizzie to join us, but then I said no. Let me leave her alone.
Wait, what?
She wasn't steady the last time. Let me leave that chick alone.
Yeah, that's true. You know, going back to the New Year's resolutions and ideas and tips and
mm-hmm.
tools, is I want to talk a little bit about tools, because I was reading about how smart scales are really, really helping people. And if you think about it, before smart scales, there were we had Fitbit and different things to
yeah.
count your steps
yeah.
and some people really get into that. They want to make sure they're getting X amount of steps in, which is good because
yeah.
that means that they're moving.
Yeah.
And smart scales, do you remember way back when they came on, they were by Tanita. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And now we'll just call them smart scales.
Yeah.
And they were expensive, but now you can get them for like 30, 40 bucks. And
that
they're
cheap?
Really,
wow.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, when I work with clients, I have them, they have to have a smart scale because they've got to send me their stats every week. And it's not to get on it every day Although my boyfriend, because he recently, he has a stressful job, and he recently wanted to drop some weight, and he gets on his every day, and he tracks it. But that's what motivates him, where I don't want people to get caught on a certain number or to be obsessed about weighing themselves. Keep in mind it's a benchmark. It's just a benchmark to see where, okay, I want, this is where it says that I am, but let's see if I can. And when I look at I don't look at the total weight, because the total weight isn't telling us the whole story, just like total calories doesn't tell us the whole story.
Right.
So I'm looking at how much of that total weight is muscle and how much is fat.
Exactly.
Because we want the muscle to go up and we want the fat to go down.
Fat to go down. Yep.
Yeah. So there's tons of them out there, and I highly recommend checking into them.
Yeah. And, you know, Tamalee, I think you even said this, I don't know what show it was, I think it was a couple of years ago, that when you get on a doctor's scale, you get on backwards so you don't see it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. Yeah. Because it honestly, and I thought that was brilliant, because it's body weight, not body composition. And women are so totally derailed by a number.
Yeah.
When, honestly, you know when you've gained weight. Your mirror tells you that. Your clothes tell you that. Don't be derailed by a number. And I remember writing that down and saying, that's brilliant. You get on backwards. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know when you've gained weight. You know.
Yeah, and because we as women in our society are so, everything is about our look and our weight and a number, and sometimes a number doesn't always, again, say what it is.
And please
correct me if I've already told you this story, but when I was in college, I roomed with two other girls. One was Shannon, one was Tammy. And I had met them through cheerleading. They had cheerleaded at another school. And so we were going to college, and we all were the same height, pretty much the same built. Well, I weighed the most. And that used to bug me. And it wasn't until I started getting into my studies how if this is the total weight, what makes up that total weight? So I made them go and get their body fat done. And guess who had the least amount of body fat?
Absolutely. No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, I had the least, and but I weighed the most.
And
that's when I started learning, oh, my gosh, muscle weighs more than fat, and it's good to have muscle. And when you start building that muscle, it is then that your body starts taking on a shape.
Exactly. And you know what again, and Tamalee and I, you and I have discussed this over the years, just women are so afraid of muscle because they're looking at, you know, muscles that are induced, I'll say it nicely, if they're looking at female body builds, they're looking at muscles that were enhanced, that were helped. But the average woman putting on muscle is not going to look like that. And let me tell you something, as you age and as your skin changes, you look very different than your contemporaries. Very different. The muscle tone is very different. The skin relaxes very different. And that's a beautiful thing. And it's never too late to start.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. So one time somebody said, oh, it must be hard when you look at people's bodies and see somebody really out of shape. And I said, well, first of all, I'm in that business, but I'm not going around judging people's bodies. What I look at when I look at somebody is if I happen to see somebody that is overweight or whatever, I look at them and go, okay, they look like they are a meso-endo. I start dissecting it that way. I don't look at them and go, it's not to downgrade them. It is, I can usually tell by their skin, by their body type, by what right. they're probably doing, is what their lifestyle is. And I would never say anything to them.
But
my heart goes out to them sometimes because mm-hmm. a lot of times they don't have the knowledge to understand what certain
right.
things are.
Right.
And it isn't
exactly.
a detail. So I have a client that she didn't like counting calories, and great, I don't either. But mm-hmm. until you understand what you're eating and putting in your body, you're not going to get it. So I usually
right.
request that my clients track, and you can either do it, you know, by an app.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many of them available. Just to take a look at how many calories are you consuming, and of those calories, what is carbs, what is fat, what is protein?
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me, she goes, oh my gosh, now I understand why you wanted me to do this. She goes, I had no idea I was eating almost 3,000 calories a day and over 300 grams of carbs.
Ooh,
okay.
Wow. Oh, that makes a hell of a difference.
Yes.
Yeah. Oof.
Where now, so usually I take her, I have her do Sonia's, most of my clients do Sonia's
mm-hmm.
10-day cleanse. And, you know, you guys have had Sonia Marie on a million times.
Sure.
And
she
has a fabulous 10-day cleanse. And it's kind of like, as I explained to him, it's cleaning the pipes. It's setting a new foundation so that when you start to eat healthy, that your body can process it. It can take it in and get it into your body. But we've got to start with a kind of a clean slate. So,
yeah
she started with that. And she, I think we're almost 3 weeks in now, and she's down 7 pounds. And she
Good.
Said, oh, my gosh, now I'm eating, I think she's at 1,400 calories. She is in the right range for carbs and protein, but she said, I had no idea.
Well, most people don't.
Until
you know,
they
I remember
do.
Years ago when Michael Phelps, this had to be maybe 7 years ago, when Michael Phelps gave an interview in the New York Times, actually listed his caloric intake on any given day was like 15,000 to 20,000 calories. And people are going, well, he could eat like that. He said, but he's in the water for 4 to 5 hours every day. First of all, he's a man in his 20s, and he's in the water
right.
4 to 5 hours. First of all, why do you need that many calories? And secondly, this is not the average person we're talking about. You don't need it, and it's not going to land right on the average person. Just not.
No. No, and you got to do your homework, and it's easy. Nowadays you can get information, though you got to make sure you're getting the right
mm-hmm.
information
right.
out there. And there's so many free things you can get. Like I even tell people, I mean, go on YouTube. You can find workouts there if you feel like
mm-hmm.
you can't do one of the, you know, a trainer or
right.
And there, people have blogs and different places that you can go. So as you girls know, I have Web with two B's,
mm-hmm.
my last name, Web
mm-hmm.
Workout.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where I put all of my workout videos. And what I do is I edit them down and put them in categories of time and body parts.
Mm.
So you don't go on
Very
there and
cool.
go, well, I want to do your Buns of Steel 3. It
mm-hmm.
you'll find it, but
mm-hmm.
it's edited into, I want you to go, well, I've got 10 minutes and I want to work my abs. So you go to 10 minutes, you pull
mm-hmm.
up abs, and you can go through it and find which one was the Buns of Steel. But, it's based on what are your needs and how much time do you have. And it, again, like
mm-hmm.
you said earlier, Lori, being consistent. Just be
mm-hmm.
consistent.
Yeah.
That's really what it's about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because, and I'm so glad you didn't call me out on this. A couple of weeks ago, I posted, I think it was 20, I did the interview with Glamour Magazine in 2014, and they wanted my fitness tips for 2015. And I reposted them, and I said, things haven't really changed. And then I looked over the list again. I went, wow, wait a second. The biggest ingredient this year, the biggest factor in all of this is everything that I listed was don't take an elevator, take the stairs when you go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Take the train, get off a couple of stops earlier when you go to work. And I realized at least five of my suggestions included that. And I went, oh, my God. And look, the deck is stacked very differently now because most people are not responsible to going someplace, to getting dressed to go someplace. So this
right.
is, I think, what is the hardest part of all this.
You know what? I would say it is, well, for me personally, I see more and more people out walking, which
mm-hmm.
is a good sign. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
then,
I think so.
But that's why we're up to the COVID 30 is because they're not moving their body. So, yeah,
yeah.
I get out every day because I have a dog and
mm-hmm.
we walk him. But I also love nature. I love hiking.
Yeah.
I love being out in fresh air. But one of my favorite cardio workouts is spinning. And
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
One of my favorite companies, bless their heart, it's Diamond. In fact, I should let you guys know
mm.
this. Diamondback mm. Fitness sent me one of their bikes that I was dying for because I'm going
oh, nice.
To start adding some spin classes on web workouts. And I don't have it up yet, but if you put in, I think it's diamondbackfitness.com. I don't know. I'll have to look
mm.
it up again.
I
don't want to mess
yeah.
this up. But
mm-hmm.
Let's wait because I can get a discount for your listeners and for my
oh,
clients
wow.
here coming through.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, because this bike, and this is what I love about it. The flywheel is on the back. It's
mm-hmm.
not on the front. It's well designed,
oh, really?
Well put together, and it doesn't have that big screen on the front
mm-hmm.
like some of the other
mm-hmm.
bikes do. And
I know,
you don't really
I know.
Need that because
you don't.
If you have an iPhone or an iPad or a tablet,
mm-hmm.
you can use any of the other workouts, and you can probably find
yeah.
tons of them free anyway online.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So,
and it's cool. And it feels good. It's you're feeling your. I mean, it's comfortable. I mean, ergonomically, it's.
Oh yes, the seat is so comfortable. It's one. You know, because a lot of times they put those hard seats on it. No. And one of my other favorite best things, which I will post this eventually. I just haven't got around to it. Is that
mm-hmm.
most of the bikes have turn knobs. So
mm-hmm.
you will.
Yeah.
They will say do a quarter turn to the right or a half turn or take it up 30%. Well, this shifts up and down. So instead of saying that, I can go, okay, I want you to take it two notches up. Shift it up two gears or down one gear.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Nice.
So that's the other thing that I love, love, love about it. And I don't know, Diamondback has been around for years. They make some of the top best mountain bikes
mm-hmm.
ever.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That I know, yeah. Oh, that's cool.
So that's my favorite as far as moving. I realized I had to get a spin bike in my home. And I've got a little
mm-hmm.
gym in my home. It's a kind of an outdoor one. It has a screen around it, but I have all my stuff out there now. I've got my TRX. I have my Total Gym. I've
mm-hmm.
got
mm-hmm.
my Diamondback bike. I've got all kinds of stuff. And I'm very grateful and thankful that I have it to work out.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I tell you the truth.
I mean, you do a little bit of everything, right, Tammy Lee?
Mm-hmm. I do. I mix it up. And with my clients, I mix it up. I don't always have them do the same thing. I want to constantly challenge their body, their muscles. So
right.
sometimes I will have them, you know, if they have a TRX, then we do stuff on there. Like, I don't know if you saw my post this morning on Instagram, and I said, don't do this alone. And I know not everybody can do it. So it's the stability ball and the TRX together.
Oh no! You didn't put your
Oh wow!
Oh yeah!
I would not be able to do that.
I was flying around until I got strong enough to hold it, and so of course I'm not going to have anybody beginners do that.
No.
Right.
You know, Liz, I was going to ask you, because I don't know if you've seen Liz Tannigley. She's very, very lean. What do you do for – I know
yeah.
you walk your dog. I know you walk the puppy. What do you do for workout? I never asked you that. Really?
No. Oh, no,
but even
no,
before
I'm,
you had the dog, what do you do, honey?
I try to mix it up, too. I mean, believe it mm-hmm. or not, I felt like nothing would – kind of mentally and physically
mm-hmm.
keep me, you know, on point like running did. But
mm-hmm.
one thing is I've given up running, and that's a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that fits
mm-hmm.
into a resolution to give something up. But
of course it does, yes.
And
of
I want to
does.
Do it without feeling so guilty. Like I want, I'm stretching now. I'm doing more yoga now. I've gotten older.
Okay.
The running is
mm-hmm.
killing me. And I feel like I just want someone to say, it's okay. It's okay, Elizabeth. You don't have to run. You can walk that trail or walk the dog. You know, we had a dog before this one that I ran with. So I want to give up sugar and sweets. I tend to graze when it comes to eating and when it comes to
mm-hmm.
exercise to mix it up. Like this morning, I got up at 5:30 and
mm-hmm.
I made up my own yoga session. Well, that doesn't really count, right?
Well, why doesn't it count?
I mean,
why wouldn't it?
Well,
yeah, why Liz? Why do you think that?
I don't know. I didn't put on the woman on the TV, you know? I did.
Tammy Lee, I'm going to let you answer that. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh. Well,
I didn't, you know, those regiment, you know, Tammy Lee, you're on TV. I mean, I just was like, I'm going to only have so many minutes here, and I'm trying to wake up earlier than anyone else because I have a crazy
mm-hmm.
household, and
mm-hmm.
it's part meditational, part exercise, and that is a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to stretch, and I've taken yoga before and add some
mm-hmm.
yoga elements to it is, I guess, what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually I do need to, I don't mean to say put the woman on the TV. I need to put
mm-hmm.
a yoga class, you know,
and mm-hmm.
do it correctly and learn new moves and challenge myself more. But it has
okay.
felt good to get up before everyone else.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, and well, go ahead.
Sometimes it's not easy to have the, I mean, I'm a morning person, so most of my workout is done by like 6:30, everything. But a lot of people just don't know where they don't feel focused. And honestly, and Tammy Lee will jump in and agree with this, if you don't feel focused, don't do it, because you're going to get sloppy
yeah.
and that's where you hurt yourself and then you never go back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And everybody has different times that they like to work out. When
mm-hmm.
I was younger,
yeah.
I couldn't wait to teach my five,
mm.
and, you know, that was my time. Now that I'm older, it does take me a little while to wake up. I don't
mm-hmm.
really want to teach the 6 o'clock classes, but I got to
mm-hmm.
say, I do get my workouts. I try and get them in at 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
now that's when my clients really want to work out, my
yeah.
workouts have become secondary or third or fourth.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
And I'm learning, because most of my clients want to train always before noon, is that
mm-hmm.
I, because of where I live, I set my bike right up in front of my beautiful view, which is looking out on the Pacific Ocean, and I love sunset.
Mm.
And I will
mm-hmm.
ride, put on my favorite playlist, and oh my gosh,
yeah.
I just
yeah.
love it. And sometimes, I'll,
yeah.
you know, that's around here, because our sunsets are around 5 now,
mm.
is I'm okay with that. And
right.
I feel like God, it just feels so good. But typically, I would do it in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I know that sunset feeling too, especially with your music and.
Oh, that's got to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be gorgeous. Yeah, that's incentive enough. That really is. It's just spectacular. Yeah,
it is. I love it.
In different points in your life, you have to understand that things are interchangeable. Okay, I used to like this when I was in my 20s. Okay, now I'm approaching 60. It's different. And just go with it and just make it work for you, you know? Because I have a belief system that we could have it all, but we're never going to have it all at the same time. We're just not. So be flexible with that. Know things are going to change. Know that it's okay. And just find your way around that for whatever period in your life you're in.
Yeah, you have to just make it work. I mean, sometimes, you know, even if I just have 15 or 20 minutes, I'll just fit something in. It feels better after.
Yeah. But you have that energetic puppy that's dragging you around. So that's, I mean, I think, first of all, I think animals are great because they force you to be social. I mean, people, especially you have a beautiful boxer. I'm sure people always come up and talk and want to pet her. And it's just a wonderful way of getting you responsible. You have responsible for something else. This thing needs to go out, so you have no choice.
And that is the morning routine. I can't believe I didn't. I was trying to say I to do something before the boxer workout. you know, just take a moment that I can handle this boxer. I mean, I've never seen an energy level like this before. I'm starting to wonder if we got like a different type of box. she's only 13 months, but her energy is off the rails. And, you know, she does the trail. She does walking with me, you know, and it's funny. She's got, with each person within the family, she's got them pegged. Okay, with mom, it'll be that walk around the block. She's going to talk about a problem. And then that's it. You know, I mean, with my husband, she's going to get a workout. And they're smart. They know.
Yeah.
You know, this is one thing about COVID and having this dog, which we got at the beginning of COVID, is, you know, she's going to think that this is how, like, we operate all the time. So that I've heard dog trainers actually say to people that you can't do that. You can't just, you know, meet their every physical need, because when this whole thing got willing, you know, when it's over, we won't all be here to walk with her and run with her and go to a trail with her, you know. I know she thinks she's coming with us, but she's not.
Yeah, they probably might enjoy the break. I have a question for you, Liz. When you walk her, how long is that walk?
Well, it's only, I'm going to be honest. It's only, oh my gosh, I have to be honest, right? Two blocks.
What? How long is that? Wait, Liz, what?
Two blocks.
So it takes you about 10 minutes, 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's more of like an in-between thing to take a break, because before the walk, we do the trail. If people heard the schedule of what we do with this dog, they would think we're absolutely nuts. Well, our neighbors told us they think we're nuts. So,
but you do, so you actually take her on a trail prior to that?
Yes.
Okay, and how long is the trail?
The trail's about an hour. We come home, and I get a lot of work done. I try to get the work done. You know, it's kind of cleared my head. And I write, and I research, and I work on the magazine. And then I'll say, okay, she's restless. She needs a walk.
Uh-huh. Okay, so actually, I mean, Do you do the trail again at night?
No.
Okay. Then my next question is, how long, when your husband takes her, how long is the walk?
Well, we usually do the trails together, and sometimes we even run it, or he'll run it, and I'll keep walking. And she's pretty active on that early. We try to get her very active early AM, and then it kind of goes down throughout the day. And one of the kids might finish off with another walk. And about that time, a neighbor comes out and says, "How many times do you walk your dog?" And we're like, "Well, you know, she's a boxer." And we've learned to just say that.
Okay.
But, you know, they do have a lot.
But the great thing is you guys are still getting out fresh air. You're walking. And some people can only go around a block. So start with a block and then and do more. But you start with the trail. So you guys are getting, think about this. You're not even thinking about that as your workout. You're getting an hour in. That is still a workout. And like you said, running anymore? I don't run anymore. And that's why I like
you
the bike. No.
That's one thing I do want to ask both of you.
No, I am
not.
I'm not joined for
running. Lori, you don't run, right?
I stopped running like 30 years ago. You know, it's not joint friendly. It just isn't.
Yeah, it doesn't
do it's
it
hard
for
on
me
the body.
Anymore. So, you know, and I know I kind of wasn't counting that early morning trail. I kind of wasn't. So.
Yeah, that's a great workout, and so having an animal definitely gets you out. And if you're being true to the animal. It's got to get out at least 2 to 3 times a day, if not more like yours, is that you're moving, you're getting those steps in.
Yeah.
And there are times when I take out Bruno, I've got clients or something and I didn't get out in time for him to get a long walk in. So it might be 10 minutes or 15, but when my boyfriend takes him, they'll be gone sometimes for an hour. And it's great because he himself needs the fresh air and the walk. But and he comes back tired that he sleeps for the next, 3 hours.
Wow, that's great that you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the beauty of animals. I mean, they get you away, wherever your head is that day, it gets you out of the head, out of the house, and concentrating on another being other than yourself, which is really all you need sometimes.
Yeah, I agree, Lori. You know, you can just be like stumped at the computer and then be like, you know what, let's just go. And it's refreshing to see someone, the dog I'm talking about, smell the flowers, you know. And just kind of be like, okay, this is very enjoyable for her. But we're right now on the go because of the way things are with the pandemic.
Of course. Of course.
And that is her right now.
Right on cue. Tammy Lee, before you leave, is there anything that we haven't touched base on with anything you want to shout out that'll be on a wall later or tomorrow? You tell me. I know your time is precious.
No, I did. You know, I mentioned web workouts, and I am working on changing the platform, so it's gonna have a whole new look where people can actually see it. Instead of right now, you can't necessarily get into it. And it's just because of the platform that I put it on, but I'll be changing it. So it's going to have a fresh new look. I'm also producing new videos for it.
Beautiful.
I've got a new company that these two, a woman and her mom work together. So I have a 2-camera shoot. Yeah. And I love it. And so we're putting some new stuff. And the new stuff that I'm doing, unlike the old stuff, this is what I'm realizing through my clients. So if I ask them to do one of the videos that are from my old videos, is that they'll say, sometimes it's a little fast. And I realized, of course, that's 20 years ago. I can move a lot faster.
Yeah.
I can do more. And so a lot of the stuff that I'm doing now is more appropriate for probably mm-hmm. those that are in their late 40s, 50s, and beyond that are kinder to your body.
Yeah.
That's good.
But, and then other than, you know, bringing in the whole spin thing, because I love spinning and, and yeah, the whole Diamondback I will have on those sites that you can just click and go to.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Yeah, that's cool. I was going to ask you what you endorse that's out now. I was going to ask you what you thought of the mirror workout. I was going to ask you what your feelings were on about all that.
Personally, I haven't done it, but here's what I would say to anybody that asks me is that if you find something that works for you, whatever that is, then by all means, do it.
Yeah.
Go for it. As long as it gets you to do it, then do it. If it's the mirror, is it? You know, there's so many different things out there now.
There's a lot out. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have friends that say, oh, I hate the bike because it hurts or it's too hard, or then don't do it. That's not your thing. But they might like the elliptical or they, you know, whatever that is, but you have to find something to keep moving. And it's not that you always need all this equipment. You can use your body weight as a form of resistance. Mm-hmm. You can get out and hike or walk. There's so many different things that you can do that doesn't cost money. It costs your time, and that will be beneficial to your health.
Amen.
That's great.
And that's a perfect last line to leave with. Tammy Lee Webb, always wonderful to have you on, and you'll always be on.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And happy new year.
Thank
to you,
Tammy
sweetheart.
Lee.
And all the information will be on the Facebook page tomorrow or later on, depending. Tammy Lee Webb, thank you so much, darling.
My pleasure, girl. Thank you for that.
And there she goes, the lovely Tammy Lee Webb. But wait, let me get my sound effect for there she goes. Yeah. There she goes.
No, it's a lot of good information,
Tammy Lee Webb.
Lori. Like,
it was a lot. And
she's
a wealth of information. She's a wealth. And you know what she makes it? She makes it very digestible, which a lot of people are there and they look at fitness as long division and they don't do it because of that. And that doesn't work. But Lizzie, I think you need to leave soon, yes?
I do have a mommy obligation.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, it's all right, Liz. It's all right not to run. Because that's what you said. You want somebody to say that to you. It's all right not to run, sweetie. You can walk, Liz. Elizabeth.
Thank you.
You can walk. You can walk.
Thank you.
But you got to walk
get
right
a
back
t-shirt,
here next week,
a fashionable
baby doll. You have
t-shirt
to.
That says,
and we'll,
run, don't walk. I mean, walk, don't run.
Walk, don't run. That was a big hit. I'm older than you. By The Ventures in 1966. That was a great song by them. It was instrumental. But Elizabeth Colasso, she's got a mommy moment, and she's going to take off, and I'm going to end the show after she leaves. I want to give a couple of shout-outs. Lizzie, I love you, and I will see you next week. And
I love
you go
too,
enjoy
Lori.
Your
Thank
day.
You again.
And
I always
and
enjoy
be
being here. I
and
will
you
be
careful.
Careful
today, sweetie. Bye-bye, sweet.
Okay.
Elizabeth Colasso. Bye. I know I'm not going to get that type of reaction when I sign off today. But, that's a great show. Tammy Lee Webb is just a remarkable person, and I think I've said this many times before. She's somebody that doesn't need to share, doesn't mind sharing the stage. She's actually gotten, I think I'm trying to count now, at least three of our guests that have come on. And they've just been, she mentioned Sonia Marie, Angie Miller, and I know there was somebody else that I hope I'm not disrespecting by forgetting, but she's very available to sharing the spotlight and letting other people speak if she feels that she's not completely qualified in a certain language of science, and she's wonderful like that. So we always, I think this is, I want to say this is 5 years that she's ushered our show in. I'm pretty sure I'm right, but she's wonderful. And I want to give a shout out to, see, I designed this, clever as I may be, I designed this, that we end the new year. We ended 2020 with a smile, and I wanted to usher this 2021 in with fitness and health and incentive for a better holistic self for 2021. Mindy Fradkin was on the show last week, and she's part of the Smile Revolution. And I'm not going to nauseate you with all the information about how we met and how our circles, we ran the same circles and always miss each other. You're going to have to listen to last week's show. And it's on my page. It's on Cheese Raising the Bars page and also Blog Talk Radio. All our shows are there. But anyway, she's got merchandise now. In addition to having her Smile Revolution biweekly show. No, it's twice a week. It's back to twice a week, her show. And that's, you could check her out live stream on Facebook. But she has merchandise. She has these really, really lovely cups. And I actually posted one of the cups that she had sent me. So colorful, so wonderful, with her logo and her website. And it's just a nice way to start the day. And yeah, I always said you're starting the day with a smile when you drink from that cup. But she's got masks. Her masks, actually, she went to school for design, so she designed her own masks. And some say smile, some say peace, and they're actually lovely. And she's also coming out, I think, with long sleeve T-shirts, but I don't want to speak too soon. But anyway, MindyFradkin.com. All the merchandise is on the website, and you could order from there reasonably priced. Mindy Fradkin, M-I-N-D-Y, all caps, FRADKIN.com, and you can, yeah, just go and look. There's going to be something you like there. And you know what? I hate to be, you know, a Debbie Downer, but we're going to be wearing masks a little bit longer, so get used to them. Get sexy with them, enjoy them, be colorful. They could be safe and look nice. So let's keep that in mind. Also, I want to give a shout out to Henry's Public House out on Staten Island. We had gone there, my husband and I, a couple of weeks ago, and had such a wonderful time. It is just wonderful, wonderful English cuisine. I had fish and chips, which I figured, you know, even outside of being a vegetarian, of course I'm going to have that here. And the drinks were to die for. And Lisa McFarland is a wonderful, wonderful host, as well as co-owner. And she sat with us and we chatted and we had a lovely time. There, you know, obviously with indoor dining being an issue and outdoor dining being an issue with the cold of the East Coast, they're only going to be doing catering orders for January. And then I think they have something cooking up for Super Bowl, which I believe is the second week in February. But yeah, you could definitely, the catering menu looks marvelous and certainly reasonably priced. And their number is 718-442-6200. And that's Henry's Public House. And that is our show for today. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being available to be an audience for us for at least 8 years, and we do appreciate that. And you could always reach us on Message She's Raising the Bar. All our shows are there on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. You could like me on Facebook, Lori Towers. I'm the producer, as well as the host and creator of the show. And next week is going to be a show that you will not want to miss. And that's all I'm going to say. You could go to the Facebook page, and we're dropping some hints on how groundbreaking it's going to be, how pushing the envelope it's going to be. But I'll leave that for you to decide. Anyway, be safe out there. Take care of each other. And keep in mind, I always close with my favorite quote from Mother Teresa. if we have no peace, it's only because we've forgotten we don't belong. We belong to each other. So keep that in mind as you go out today, and wear a mask and do it for yourself, but also do it for everybody else. It's not a form of political protest that you don't want to wear a mask. You're saying to somebody else you don't really care about their well-being. So we wear the mask for each other, and keep that in mind. Nina's going to take us home. Have a great day. See you next week.